rewind it back.
It's time to rewind.
What made Steve cry this week?
Hungry Tanya.
And what the hell did Tanya say to react like this?
Even I'm sick about that now. I shouldn't have said that. That's disgusting.
And it was. We'll get to both of those moments soon. But first, let's go back to Monday, our first day back on air after 10 days off, and Steve had this to say to Tanya.
Tanya, I've got some good news and bad news.
I always like to go with the bad news first. Because I'm a bit of a goldfish, because I'll only remember the good news in about an hour.
I might need to leave a bit early.
What do you mean?
Might need to go...
What, like straight on 9 o'clock or something, Steve?
Oh, a bit earlier than that.
Before nine?
I've been having lots of NBN problems. Finally, the technician's coming out. They've given me an exact time.
Which is?
Between 8 and next August.
Yeah, I know, I know.
And if I'm not there at 8 and he turns up, I'll have to wait another month.
Well, then you'll have to wait another month. How can you let the listeners down?
Here comes the good news part that she's only going to remember.
Yeah,
like later
news?
On, I might warn you, when she looks over and right here, she goes, why is it Steve here? Because she'll only remember the good news part.
Tell me the good news.
I'll have NBN.
And who's that good news for?
Me.
This week was monumental for one Tanya Wilkes, because her son Lorcan got on a big jet plane and headed overseas to live in Spain. And I'm talking for good.
Now, as you know, today after work, I take him to Sydney and say, fare thee well, son.
Yes.
Go off into the big wide world again.
Is there
again.
Any particular reason why you'll be doing it in a Shakespearean manner?
I don't know.
Just say see you later, Lorcan.
I don't know.
Where art thou, son?
Fare thee well, ogre.
Yep, Lork's gone, and Steve has in fact been pretty impressed with how well Tanya's taken it. Well, he thought she was doing okay until this moment.
I was hoping that between the ages of 18 and 22 he might hang around and bludge off me for money and come home for dinners, but no.
Wait until he decides what maybe, and I don't know, Rise, we'll just ballpark this.
Yep.
4 to 5 weeks' time when he says he's giving up his sport and marrying this lovely Spanish girl.
Don't you start. That'll be karma coming back to get me because of Michael. I dragged him away from his mother's breast.
Oh,
I think that's going to happen. That'll be karma because I took an Irishman away from Ireland.
Yep.
Lorcan will be taken away from my breast. Please don't ever tell him I said that.
I'm going to save this break and send it to him.
You'll never see me again.
It's not about whether Lorcan knows. It's about the fact that you just said it.
Plus, we're going to put it in a promo. I go and Rosie's rewind.
Don't. Even I'm sick about that now. I shouldn't have said that. It's disgusting.
I'm just glad I wasn't at the airport. Was it a flight attendant or the pilot that did it? Come on, young fella, off you get. We've got to go to Spain.
Oh, look now, Mama's got her boobs out, showing everybody in town.
Hey, Steve, you've got two kids living overseas, including your 24-year-old daughter, Jasmine. Surely you've got some great advice for Tanya.
You don't have to worry about him running off with a Spanish señorita. I've been worried about my daughter, Jasmine, running off with anyone because all those countries are close together, and yet at 24, still single, just living with that lovely guy.
Her roomie.
The flatmate.
Yeah.
With her flatmate.
Yeah.
She said, Dad, over here, you don't hook up.
No.
You don't hook up. It's just all about single and having a good time.
Mm.
So don't you worry about Lorcan.
I know.
Getting married and meeting someone doesn't happen in that part of the world, mate.
Have they got that heating issue fixed? Because I know he likes to cuddle her to keep her warm in winter.
It's the kind of friends they are.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And they're very poor. They only have one bed in their flat as well.
And you're right, Rice. And this is what, again, I got him on the phone the other day just to thank him again.
Oh, nice.
For cuddling and sharing his bed while she's saving up for hers.
That kind of guy.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
The OG Red Wiggle, Murray Cook, spoke to Tanya and Steve this week about life on the road, gigging with his brand new band.
Little tip too for the word I've got, and as you said, you know, you want to get there and be part of the Soul Movers band, probably don't take the big red car to unload all the equipment.
No, I probably won't do that. Thanks for the tip.
Little tip, it gives you away. Yeah. When you're at the front of the pub and you're loading in the big red car.
Well, it's funny, people often ask if I wear red very much, and not so much this
time. So it turns out grey nomads aren't so grey anymore. Because this week, Tanya had this bit of information for Steve about caravanners.
33 years old is the average age now.
Oh,
you know why?
I poked my eyes out with a sharp pen.
Well, you're not a fan of caravanning.
I was born and raised on caravan holidays, mate. It's like, you know, my dad. No.
We had a permanent van at Stockton.
I'm sorry.
From Raymond Terrace to Stockburn, that was our holiday. What?
It was 15 minutes.
I think it was 11 on a good run without... Don't you like
that, Rice? Permanent. That was because the wheels were stolen.
And finally, you've heard that we had the 10-day break over Easter and Anzac Day, and in true Tenure and Steve style, they're back at work and now trying to figure out a way to have more time off. This time around, we got our boss, Ash, on air, and we basically tried to railroad him.
It came to our attention over the weekend that another radio network in this country allows everybody that's employed right across the nation to have their birthday off.
Well, that's just scandalous.
Spoken like a true CEO.
I'll tell you what, though, maybe it says something for Australia's productivity and efficiency levels compared to the rest of the world, though, too. Everyone's having their days off for birthdays and not doing any work.
Again, spoken like a true CEO.
Played Ash, yeah.
So we've met our boss, Ash, the capitalist bully boy.
So, with cap in hand, on behalf of the staff of Triple M Newcastle, will you give us a day off for our birthday, Ash Myatt?
It's a beautiful day outside.
It's a lovely day outside. Don't dodge the question.
Look, I'll take it under advisement.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, how many times we've heard that one? I'll take it. Oh, mate.
Oh, wait, hold up. Before we go, we never actually got to the bottom of whether or not Steve ended up getting his NBN sorted.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good, you know why?
Why?
I've got NBN. Britannia, it's a beautiful day.
Hallelujah indeed. That was Risey's Rewind.
So Newcastle, Tanya and Steve for breakfast.
Get your rent paid while your new home is being built? See Hotondo Homes, Huntley and Thornton.